Well, would you look at that? Mr. Callender saying that we are now entering week 6 of the Michigan high school football season. Everybody jockeying for postseason position. That leads us to another exciting installment of my high school game of the week. And this time around, we focus on the KLAA Conference as the Canton Chiefs travel to Livonia Stevenson to take on the Spartans. Happy to have with us the longtime head coach of the Chiefs, Mr. Tim Beckler. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Everything is well, sir. You know, the run that your team is on is unbelievable. You open with a loss to Muskegon Mona Shores. Since then, you've got a 4-game winning streak. In that time, I don't know if you're aware of this, Coach, but you're averaging 425 yards on the ground during this streak. That's unreal.
Yeah. We kind of put the blinders on, and I'm not sure how good we are or how good the teams are playing have been, but I know Mona Shores is a great team, and we just look at it and go, hey, our line's not doing well. They're still not doing well in our eyes. Our backs aren't running hard enough, and we've really just focused on ourselves, and things are starting to happen.
Well, in particular on the offensive side of the ball, during this streak, averaging 50.25 points per game. Now, with that average, it would be hard to imagine losing another one, Tim.
Well, again, some teams match up better defensively with us. Some people run different schemes and run different techniques against us to make things a little bit stickier and can slow you down a little bit. But fortunately, we haven't run into that yet, and hopefully we can keep this rolling.
Been a head varsity football coach for 20 years. In that span, you've made 16 postseason appearances. I've had the pleasure of meeting you in a couple of different social circumstances, Tim. And the playoff appearances are fine, but you're looking for a little more.
Of course. I mean, that's what you play for. I mean, yeah, you like to win league championships, and you love to make the playoff runs. I mean, every football player, football coach, you don't want your season to end. You want to go as long as you can. And I tell you, there's nothing better than going to practice on Thanksgiving morning and then coming back for Thanksgiving dinner and then knowing you've got the state championship. I've only been able to do that once, and man, I'd love to do it again.
Well, Coach McAuliffe and the Spartans, they're having a nice campaign as well. Also sitting at 4-1, and they present some challenges for your club. There's no question about that.
Yes, they do a very nice job over there coaching. The thing that's tricky about them, we've watched all 5 games, it's like they run so much stuff offensively. So it's been a real headache getting our defense prepared for that because it's something like 24 different formations.
And wow.
Tons of plays, and that's just a lot of work, a lot of memorizing for the kids and a lot of repetition on this formation they like to do this formation they like to do that. So it's been a pain in the butt this week getting ready for them.
Is that something in your years as a head varsity coach, Tim, that has changed maybe the most, is that you've got these high schools running the spread offenses from time to time, and maybe it's rarer now than ever where the quarterback is under center, but you mentioned the formation changes that the Spartans will implement. That's got to be something that's changed over the years, is it not?
It has for sure, and that's just it. A lot of these zone teams and people that run the jet, you can run those plays out of any formation, whereas the full house tee, you take a tight end out of there, your offense is not nearly as good, so you can't run my offense out of a lot of different formations with as much success. So that is exactly right. There's so many formations in today's game. And I tell you, being a defensive coach is not that much fun anymore.
No, because there's so much to plan for. But I guess that's just the way the game is going. Meanwhile, you mentioned your offense. It has been the same forever and ever. And I take my hat off to you. I've told you this personally that it's basically, Tim, here it is, stop it.
Exactly, and I kind of like the Bruce Lee quote, some people fear the man with 10,000 kicks. I fear the man who practices one kick 10,000 times. So that's kind of us. I mean, it takes us about 40 minutes to practice our offense, believe it or not. Now, once we get rolling in the season, we spend a little time tweaking and working on technique and fixing some issues that we have with certain guys, technique-wise, But literally, we can rep our, we never huddle. We just boom, 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 boom. And it's a great conditioning workout for the kids because it's get back in the line and run this, get back in the line and run this. And, you know, we're done practicing offense in 40 minutes, which gives me, you know, and 2 hours and 20 minutes to practice defense.
Well, there you go. And let me ask you this. You talk about conditioning. These kids have been going at it since early August. And there's been a lot of football their way. Coming into week six, Coach, historically, is this where the bumps and bruises and fatigue sets in? And if that's the case, as a coach, obviously these kids should be self-motivated anyway at this particular time of year with everything that's on the line. But still, you know, maybe it's getting to that point in the year where they're hitting the wall a little bit.
You're exactly right, and it happened last week, in fact. Pretty soon, everybody's coughing and hacking. Kids, coaches, everybody's kind of feeling sick, and it's carried over this week. We've got guys banged up, bumps and bruises, exactly right. In fact, and then with the heat on Monday and Tuesday, we were right out there in it. And I had to tell Bubs, hey, you got to take it easy on the conditioning today because he's my conditioning guru. which can be dangerous if you know Bubs. We're taking it a little bit easier on their legs. And, you know, just we keep telling the kids, you got to drink so much water that you can't stand it and you got to get to sleep at night. Our kids are bumped and bruised and a little sickly right now.
Well, I do know Bob's a mutual friend of ours, Coach, and if I may suggest a little conditioning for him. But anyway, another story for another time. Listen, Tim, I want to thank you for your time. All the best, as always, my friend. Good luck against Stevenson and, of course, the rest of the way, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. That is head coach Tim Beckler taking his Canton Chiefs to Livonia Stevenson for a little how you doing with the Spartans. That's going to be a 7 o'clock kick on Friday night. All part of my high school game of the week right here on 760 WJR.